Matt Herring asks, why is grain sorghum significantly higher than corn? Yes, the price per bushel in David's budgets show a real premium for grain sorghum. David, could you review Matt and anyone else interested is why price per bushel is so much stronger in your budgets on grain sorghum than it is for corn?
Well, the price has gone up for a couple of reasons. I think number one is that was a Syngenta corn variety that was unapproved and it hit China, and so they stopped buying it. I think that got them wanting to buy more non-GMO grains, which is grain sorghum. I don't understand all what's going on, but I think it's probably they're using that grain sorghum in their feed rations over there in China. So I think that's part of it, and probably the biggest part of it. So there's a market for non-GMO grains. I think the internal price of corn is pretty high. Didn't know one time what that price is. It actually is cheaper for them to import our grain. Also, I don't think there's a duty on it. Apparently, there's not an import duty when they bring it in versus if they brought corn in. So it's making milo a little bit cheaper than corn. I think the internal price is a little bit cheaper. It's a little more expensive corn, so milo's a little cheaper. And then I was in an article I read, I don't know how true it is, they're also using the milo into some alcoholic beverages. So I think the combination of all those things, and hopefully maybe they'll continue to buy our grain sorghum going forward. And so I think that's the reason we non-GMO, they don't have to pay the import duties coming in, and I guess they have a ready market for it in the feed industry. Maybe you know some more additional stuff on that, Ron, than I do. Maybe clarify some of that.
No, David, I think you've hit on the points. China, when they get into the market, has a big impact, and the fact that grain sorghum's non-GMO makes it appealing to some of those nations that have restrictions on importing GMO crops, and so very good summary.